All right, what up? Corey Cool, man. I represent Cool University. And this is absolutely the music podcast you need in your life. You know it. How you doing? How you feeling? You look good. Losing some weight? I think you are. Okay, so jam-packed, right? You know the deal. Before we get into it, I need you to do me a favor. Like, leave a comment, a rating, 5 stars. Whatever you think is fair, most importantly, can you please pass this on? I mean, I would beg you. But this is the next best thing. Please. Come on, man, we got to keep this thing going. We need to keep growing. And that's up to you. Jam-packed week. A lot has happened that I'm really trying to wrap my head around. Pause. So don't be surprised if you get another episode midweek of just the things that I forgot to do. Once upon a time, I did these things daily. It hurt so bad, but I do realize how important it was. You know, in a perfect world, man, I would like to give some daily content. Because there's so much, man, from the business stuff to jams that come out, and it's like, if I don't talk to you every day, it's just so much that gets me. But you know, I'm on social media at Cool University. If you don't know, a lot of content there. So what have I been into? Well, you know, first of all, happy Valentine's Day week to all you fools out there. Fool your lover birds. Yo, sidebar, don't you hate when someone says Valentine's Day? I feel like you did not do well in school if you say that. Anybody who says the word Valentine's, you know, it makes me think that, you know, you needed some help in school, maybe with phonics, and you didn't get it. It's the worst day. Happy Valentine's Day. It's the worst. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day to you. And yours, I came back from Atlantic City, went to Atlantic City for a day or two. And yeah, I want to say that Atlantic City is pretty trashy. It's pretty trashy. Like, okay, I knew that it was like a little trashy before, but now it's like, wow, this place is a dump, really. Crazy situation, right? So my wife goes, okay, you know, we were there, to give you some context, we were there because my wife, who was an AKA, they have their North Atlantic Regional Conference, I guess they would want to call it, something like that. Yeah, AKA, not around your boy, she could cry around your boy. And as we were there, we were, you know, leaving, we said, okay, let's go get a little something to eat in the town, right? So she puts in Casey's, I believe, and it's in, you know, pretty much Atlantic City itself. You know, we didn't have to go too far. Where we stayed was off the boardwalk. So between, literally the boardwalk was right there. And as we're driving through, I don't know, I felt the like itch, like it was an itch on my back that I just couldn't reach. And I'm looking around going, oh, I had pearls, I would clutch them. My wife didn't have one pearl, so she couldn't. But anyway, as I'm getting the heebie-jeebies, we pull up to this light. Pull up to the light. This is off like a Martin Luther King Boulevard. By the way, it's like, you know, not too far. It's like, oh my God. It's true what they say about MLK Boulevard. But look, we're at the light, right? And I see like somebody running. And I'm looking at him like, my little naive Long Island mind is like, okay, we got somebody running. That's not bad. Okay. It shows upside to the neighborhood. I look a little hard and I'm like, person doesn't seem to have a runner's stride. Person almost seems like they're running in distress, right? I'm looking, and as they get closer and closer and closer, I'm like, oh no, wait a minute, that's a kid. So kid's just running, he's running. We're at the light, the longest red light ever, by the way. Homeless guy on the other corner, I'm watching this kid run up the block. As he turns the corner, kid doesn't even have, he has no socks on one foot, and just a sock on the other foot. Barefoot, running for his life. Next thing you know, I see this Dodge Challenger with the hazards on, like running behind the kid and trying to say something to the kid, but the kid is running for his dear life. So I'm at this light, like, yo, I'm looking at my wife. Hey, what do we do? Should we call somebody? My wife now, who, as I'm telling her about, I got these heebie-jeebies. Oh, no, it's not that bad. Really? It doesn't fit? When I look at my wife, she's looking at me. Like, holy shit, what's going on here? The light turns green, and I'm sitting there. Next thing you know, people honk at me to go. I'm like, no, nobody sees the kid running in the street. Honked at me at the light to go. So needless to say, if there's a kid out there, I really hope everything's all right with you, bro, because I don't know what was going on, but the car was the Dodge Challenger. I'm telling. That's all I can tell, but I am telling. God bless that kid, man. He's running for his life. And screw you, whoever was behind me. Whoever was behind me in the vehicle, middle finger to you, bro, because I know you saw what I saw. You're going to rush me. Blame it on you. Okay, so that was that. And we also have, of course, our great Super Bowl.
Well, there you have it. Man, you got a Kansas City victory, boy. I mean, to be honest, I don't think the NFL would have had it any other way. Like, fam, the Kansas City Chiefs had to win that game. Streams is up, albums is up, ticket sales is up, Kelsey jerseys through the roof. They had to win. They had to win. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs, man. Three times for your boy. Now, it sounds crazy right now because I'm actually driving home from dropping my brother off after a great Super Bowl celebration with my guy, HUBB/Grimy, my man Hub. And I couldn't do this part of the episode no other way than what I'm doing right now. I had to do it straight on the phone, raw emotion. After the Super Bowl, man, you know, we got to talk Usher, man. Usher Raymond. I want to say this. Hardest working man in show business right now. You cannot say that it's somebody other than Usher Raymond. I think he did a great job. The costumes were all right. He did look a little tired real quick. It looked like he got a little tired for a second. Like, whoa, the you know, adrenaline is running. We've been practicing for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I would say epic moment, man, having Alicia Keys come through, hugging up Alicia, just hugging her up. Man, listen, I ain't mad at you, Ursha. I want to hug that up too, big dog. Hugging up Alicia. You know what I mean? Will.i.am got a quick little second. Ludacris got a lot of light. You feel me? And he did some of his classic songs. It was going to be impossible to get all the songs out. You know, Usher's catalog is so extensive. There was no way he was going to be able to reach everything. going on tour right away. So it was also, you know, just a little snippet into what the tour is going to be about come this fall, next fall. You know, a lot went into it, man. You can see, man, he put a lot of work into it midway through. You see the beads of sweat. You know what I mean? Of course, he had to go, you know, bare-chested. Sky, man. Sky Usher, man. One hell of a performer. With that being said, we got to just go to some Usher brand new off his new album, Coming Home. Come on, let's get to it. It's called Ruin. Right here on CUNY Radio, all right? From the whip on the Super Bowl Sunday. Nasty work. We outside. Hey.
Hey, you broke me and took your time with it. Hey, you gave me all these memories that I regret. All I can do is congratulate you and me for everybody. Girl, be on my line. Constantly be calling. Every day I still decline. See, this is exactly what you did. You ruined me for everybody. You ruined me for everybody. Oh, oh, oh. Bye bye. Good riddance for the last time. So you can try. Baby, get it right now. Sleepless nights. Sometimes I wonder how it happened all of a sudden. You're ruining me for everybody.
All right, that was a record Ruin by Mr. Usher Raymond. Man, when I tell you, just doesn't get any bigger than that right now. You know, you can't get any bigger than what Usher Raymond is right now. And that's a man who you know deserves it. You know, this thing called show business, man, it weighs down on him. I know it does. I know it's just ruthless, you know, and there are, every now and then there are people in this business that you know are dedicated to the craft of things, right? Pushing themselves to new limits and things of that nature. You gotta commend. There's nothing else to do but commend that. Shout out to Usher. What a performance at the Super Bowl. Man, we're talking about big festival in Las Vegas that I was lucky enough to go to.
from there to a residency in Las Vegas. From the residency, the guy is putting together an album, does a freaking Super Bowl halftime show, drops the album, banger off the bangers. It's a couple tracks on there. And then he's going out on tour right away. Shout out to Usher, man. It really doesn't get any bigger than that. As far as his album, Coming Home, I want to say, like I said, one of the best rollouts I've ever seen. I enjoyed how much he's kind of stretched himself on this project, right? Even vocally. You know, Usher is somebody that's very tough to put in a box. You know, as far as his singing goes, right? Because, okay, I don't think, you know, when you use the word beautiful voices or great voices, I don't think he gets enough credit for his voice. I think he's more of an overall performer that people put him in the box of. But on this, I think he displayed a ton of range on this album. Obviously, more mellow songs. Like with Lotto, you know, he's kind of just chilling, you know, which is hilarious when you see Usher like use words like blicky. What are you doing, Usher? Come on, leave that to the youngsters, you know, spinning the block and stuff like that. Come on, guy. But okay, so obviously it's not about the vocal presence on songs like that, but he did have a nice top 40. You know, Usher's going to come with a top 40 presence as well. Songs like Kissing Strangers and Keep Dancing and stuff like that. Down to the ballads. That song with her was a prime example as well as his vocal range. I found his use of slang, like I said, just too funny. I couldn't get away from that. But I will say a successful go. I don't see but maybe one or two songs. Well, okay. Pardon self for a second. So Usher had some really nice singles going. Like when you check out the track listing and everything, he really did have some good singles. The joint obviously with 21 Savage, Good, and Summer Walker, you know, that's a fire song. You know, you can't lose with that. Somebody send a boyfriend. He just managed to capitalize off of everything. The new song, Ruin, that I just played for you a little while ago, I feel like it's just beautiful as well. And it just really, really, really shows range. So if you haven't, make sure, go now is the time. Go stream Usher, Coming Home. Something interesting that I kind of want to chat with you about, and that's the beef business. Pause. All right. So, like me or like you, the hip hop community, you know, we've seen highs and lows and the extremes of what conflicts in rap music can do. Right? We've seen some classic hip hop moments. You know, we're talking Beanie Siegel, Jada Kiss, 50 versus basically everybody. But we've also seen some low. Obviously, death come from rap conflict, rap beef. Now, the interesting thing about that is, you know, today's conflicts are, number one, a little downright unnecessary. You know, because these things don't stem now from face-to-face confrontations. Y'all bumped in the sun, you know what I mean? And, you know, I ain't like his vibe or whatever the case was. Yo, he says some wild stuff or whatever. Nah, it's not that anymore. These confrontations kind of stem from internet issues. right? So that's one thing. And also, some very nasty things are beginning to be said now. Now, I get it. It's a rap battle, right? And, you know, anything could go, right? There's no rules to war. But kind of to a degree there is, especially when you know that you've never met each other, you've never crossed paths with each other, this is through the wire, you know that y'all have an issue. The issues really stem from nothing. And we're not even really getting that dope of music. You can't say when Beanie Siegel and Jadakiss was at each other, boy, you got some fire. Yeah, some fire out of there. What? All right, never mind. I'm going to go on a rant. I don't want to do that. But the point is, while us real, real, real hip-hop fans don't necessarily love the artists beefing with each other and going back and forth with each other and saying mean and nasty things, the record business themselves might have a different outcome. Maybe, just maybe, even happy to continue some of these things on and to amp it up. Why? Why, you may ask? Money, fool. Squabbles increase sales. Check this out, man. One executive who worked with Kanye back in the day, remember when he faced off against 50? And they had that weird, awkward standoff thing back in the day on BET. Remember that? But he went on record to say this, quote, "We know there are real beefs and there are manufactured beefs, but they all help build awareness of the songs that are being released. It's all marketing at the end of the day. If it takes a life of its own, the companies and teams around it figure how to fan the flame, keep it alive." Can you believe that shit? And in the case of Nicki and Megan, right? This newfound lady beef and Ice Spice and, you know, Lotto and all of this going on, it kind of remains true. Listen to this, man. Billboard estimated that Hiss, which is Megan Thee Stallion's initial shot, you know, at Nicki, earned around $121,000 in royalties from the on-demand streams. Can you believe that? And guess what? They say $33,000 of that came from the boost of Nicki Minaj's Bigfoot. Yeah. Now, of course, you know, that helps Megan, right? As she recently just signed a distribution deal with Warner Music Group, one of the big three. And Bigfoot itself, I heard, earned more than $44,000 in royalties from its audio streams as well. So in the eyes of the label, this is a good thing. And I think this is what I think, man. That's fine. It's fine and all. All rap beefs should end and should be settled with some good old fisticuffs. Squabble time. Shoot the five. You feel me? But it is true that the squabbles help the business. Okay, man. Kanye West. Guess he did it again, huh? Man, what a rollout this guy had as well. He dropped Vultures on a Saturday. One day off than we thought. All right, to give a little background, he had two amazing, I heard, listening events. He had one in Chicago, and he did the other one right here on God's Green Island that I could not go to because I was in trashy Atlantic City, and it was a last minute thing. And of course, you know, thank you, Kanye. I'm to Long Island and I don't get a chance. Me, out of all people, Mr. Long Island, don't get a chance to go see it. I'm a little hurt. You owe me one, bro. Okay. So yeah, had two dope listening events, and he dropped it on a Saturday, one day off cycle, because it was the 20th anniversary of his debut album, The College Dropout. Still his highest selling album to this day, I believe 4 times ago platinum, I think, or more, or plus. In such a long way from where his ass is right now, right? Wow, what a 20 years that guy can attest to. Now, what's interesting is, I'm going to be honest with you. I've never really been the overall Kanye fan, like, in entirety, like, as far as listening to every jam and stuff like that. I definitely love and respect this craft. But, of course, over the last couple of albums, I've done my due diligence a little more. You know, the Donda and then the other Donda that never really hit the light of day. And now this, man. But let's do it, man. He went and got Ty Dolla $ign to help him out with the hooks. All of those kind of things that I got to respect, you know. Giving Ty Dolla $ign a good look, who's also capitalizing himself, seeing him on Raising Kanan. So shout out to them young brothers. I got something. I brought something. We're going to talk about it in a little bit. Off the Kanye West Vultures album, this joint is called Burn.
Burning like a candlelight, your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love is. Burning like a candlelight, your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love is. You like to call me innocent, playing close but she distant. 9 men out of 10 get addicted. Yeah, part of my friend, she a little. We had a sunset night on a sun strip. Had the seafood platter going redig. Hurricane uncertain, yeah, bloody serpent. Her body like the wild, wild west. Don't bow down, yeah. Riding in the wind, God bless. She's a inferno. It's a hell of a time. Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love is. Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is.
Are you not entertained?
Our love is.
Who's not entertained by my pain? Who ain't cash a check off my name? When my campaign turned to campaign, I burn 8 billion to take off my chains. Burn, baby, burn. Sometimes it hurts, I guess I never learn. To who it may concern, the CEO of the firm. It's now some whisper to sherm with Big Worm. Man, a couple wrong turns could fry you forever. It's a permanent perm. You charge it for cookie, that's bang for your buck. If you're kissing on the mouth, you ain't charging enough. You heard I was flying them out. They was trying for clout. I was dying of gout. Man, the world gone mad. Heard R. Kelly in the next Balenciaga ad.
Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love is. Burning like a candlelight. Your love is dangerous. Your love is my love is our love. Her body like the wild, wild west. But if you don't bow down, yeah. Riding in the wind, God bless. She's a inferno. It's a hell of a time.
All right, man, that was Burn from the legendary Kanye West. The first album between him and the guy Ty Dolla $ign. You know. What do you think? What do you think? I want to know what you think before I go rattling off my own shit. But all right, man. So let's get to it. The first album off the Yeezy label, it looks like. Okay, so we got a new imprint here. But you know, it had a lot of folks, man, that came to help out. YG, Playboi Carti, whatever's going on there. This guy with the song out. Travis Scott, Freddie Gibbs, Quavo, a little bit of, you know, got a little line or so from Nip Hustle, a little quick sample, Lil Durk, Bump J, Rich the Kid, and Chris Breezy. Album serves, you know, as a follow-up to the 2001 Donda album, stuff like that. So it's been a long time coming. How would I like to describe this? If I wanted to describe this, I would say, for some strange reason, I feel like women is playing a much bigger part in his life than you, than leading on. Which, to be honest, to me is like the last thing that I want to hear from you. I feel like you're talking about a lot of shit you're not really doing. And it's kind of like, you know, you the guy that stirs up some shit and then come in the room talking about, yo, so I got these chicks. Nobody want to hear about the chicks, bro. You stirred up a lot of shit, my man. And, you know, listen, that's cool. But in the music, I needed you to address that. Hearing about the chicks you trying to beat or whatever the case is, that doesn't mean anything to me, bro. And to be honest, I kind of think you're a little past that. I know, I get that you want to work with the young fellas. But on like Donda, you made the young fellas play up. Right? When 504 got on your record, it was no grrba. Well, it kind of was, but but you made the youngsters play up. I feel like at times Kanye has the ability to play down, and I don't know why, considering all of the things that you, my brother, have been through over the last couple years. I would have really liked to hear you, and you know, and don't get me wrong, in a bar or two, maybe a song or two, he did, you know, kind of give in little flashes, but to me, like I said, he reminds me of the person who fucks up your party and then shows up again like, yo, so I got chicks, I got liquor. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, bro, we need to hear why you did what it was that you did. As far as Ty Dolla $ign goes on the hooks, you did what you were supposed to do. I think he did very well. You know, one of the most majestic voices in the world that I feel like too could be used for more good. But, you know, I'm just an old man. You know what I mean? Dealing with, you know, midlife crisis shit. But they're old men too, right? So it's like, how, you know, honestly, how much do we want to hear these old guys keep talking about, you know, how they having sex with chicks and stuff like that? You know what I mean? But it just could be me. Like I said, I'm old right now. I just wish, you know, I wish you just would have spent a little more energy trying to address things, right? Instead of it just being fits in the public and stuff like that. But songs like Burn, like I said before, the record, we like distorted Chris Brown's voice. I feel like really, really good records with really good flashes in the pans here. But I did feel that he would spend some more time on real issues. The production, I feel like, was pretty good too. Loud in some instances. Pots and pans banging around some of the time. But on an overall note, I do feel like they worked good together as a team. Ye and Ty Dolla $ign. I would like to eventually, you know, hear how that maybe that relationship can mature. If there's a second project or so, which I really don't want. I really don't want a second project from the two of them. But if I had to get one, I would say I want to see how that matures. Well, right now, apparently, he's, you know, number one on Apple Music as we speak. Let me make sure. Let me double check. Let me double check. Actually, no, I lied to you. Usher is number one. And actually, they're probably suppressing. He's nowhere. Okay, as we speak, he's nowhere as far as the spots on Apple Music as far as maybe number one goes. He's not ranked on any of the lists as far as, you know, the top music that you can get in each city. No, not on the New York one. Let's go to the Los Angeles one. Nope, nowhere on that. So we do know that Apple is probably suppressing, you know, his awareness on the site, which is, you know, it's kind of whack. To be honest, it's kind of whack, especially when you know the magnitude of what the artist is. Like, you're kind of blatantly doing that. And, you know, maybe Lotto, you know, Lotto had a good week. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's not ducking no smoke. But you can't tell me that more people have not streamed Kanye's album to where he shouldn't be on the front page or even kind of ranked in any of the lists so far. So, you know, we're going to go on to see. I do believe that it has to have the ability to be number one on the Billboard 200 coming up this week. You know, we're always dated, so we're going to have to see. And it was dropped on an off day. So it's going to be short one day in the cycle. Great marketing ploy. Hope that does not affect the numbers. I remember my man Kenny, you know, because I'm always worried about numbers. And when the whole Drake thing came out, and Drake kind of pretty much did the same thing. It was like on an off time. He was like, man, F that. F what the cycle say and the numbers say. He gonna be number one. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I was wrong. I mean, I figured he would be number one, but I thought it would take another week based on it being short a day. I was proven wrong. So yeah, you know, I don't know what you think. I went to my Instagram and I said, okay, you know, are you feeling this Kanye West project so far? And I got 83% of the voters said that they were feeling it. All right, opposed to 17 who said, maybe not so much. All right, so make sure you go keep streaming Vultures, man, if you like it. Hopefully, I'm pretty sure we may get some changes throughout the album as well, maybe throughout the week, based on him even changing the cover art after somebody dissed, you know, the real Jace, the guy who really plays Jace, and dissed him. Wouldn't diss him, but he said, yo, that mask is kind of whack, bro. I can get you a real joint. And then I look on the thing now, and the cover is black. All right, let me know what you think.
Man, before it's all said and done, hey, yo, Big Wong, happy birthday, big dog. Come on, man. Let's celebrate these gray hairs together, you heard?